You're in the dugout with Doug Golightly on Radio Sport. Call now 0800 82 55 77.
Well, no, it's 12 minutes away from midday. Right, let's talk a bit of golf with our great mate, one of the best analysts in the business, Bruce Shungan at Golf on here on the Saturday Dugout. Is with the Hyatt Regency in Coolum, just a fantastic sponsor, and great to have them on board. Very good morning, Bruce Young.
Yeah, good morning, Doug. It is great to have Hyatt Regency Coolum back. You may recall we had them for about 4 years up until about 2 years ago. Of course, Pegasus were really great supporters last year, and the New Zealand Women's Open will be played at Pegasus in about 3 weeks' time, but it really is great to have Hyatt Regency Coolum on board because, in my mind, it is one of the great resorts of world golf, for that matter, not only Australian golf, but we can talk a bit more about them a little later on.
Too right, Bruce. Look forward to that. Yeah, great to have the good people from Hyatt Regency in Coolum. As you say, one of the great, great areas on board here on the Saturday Dugout. Righto. Before we take, we're going to take a break after we've talked about what's happening over there in California. And I suppose what's really piqued our interest this morning is the fact that John Daly is lying in third place and Tiger Woods. It looks as though he's back and firing on all cylinders, and he's still banging clubs and mouthing off. So the year has started off, Bruce, well and truly for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he's exactly on all cylinders, but he's showing that it's not too far away. But he's been saying that for a while. I guess he's yet to prove it. But this is a golf course and the venue that he's had so much success on at Torrey Pines, not only as a professional, because he's won this event on six previous occasions, but he's won a couple of World Junior Championships there. And he did win probably the greatest victory of his career, I would say, in many respects, when he won the 2008 US Open, essentially on one leg, you may recall, back in 2008. But Tiger Woods at this stage is some six shots behind the leader, Tiger Woods, at 5 under towards the end of his second round. He's through 17 holes of the second round. He's 2 under for the day, 5 under for the tournament. He's playing the more difficult of the two courses there, the South Course, and they revert to the South Course for the final 36 holes over the weekend. But leading the tournament at 11 under par, Bill Haas, the son of Jay Haas, and Bill Haas has been in very good form of late. He lost the playoff last week at the Bob Hope, and he did have 2 wins on the PGA Tour last season, so he's in very good form, and he currently leads by 2 over Anthony Kim, with a further shot back to Frederick Jacobson, Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler, Phil Mickelson, a 3-time winner of this event, Ben Crane, the defending champion, John Daly and Hunter Mahan. And as you said, good to see John Daly back in the tournament that he's won previously. He hasn't had a particularly good run in recent times. In fact, you need to go a long way back to find him having a top 10 anywhere in world golf. In fact, he missed the two cuts that he played down here in Australia towards the end of last year. But he's in good form on a golf course where he clearly has some sort of comfort zone, Dougie.
It's all right. And, yeah, the slim down John Daly showed some shots before about his win in 2004. My goodness. Like two different people, aren't they?
Well, John Daly in 2011. Yeah. Bought a pair of trousers off him towards the end of last year, one of those flashy pair of trousers off him, and it was actually a pair that John actually wore. And the size was 34, can you believe that? You would never have thought that John Daly wore a size 34 waistline. So that gives an indication of how far down he's come, how much weight he's lost, and the shape that he's in. I mean, he's still got to get his game in shape, but he's certainly showing some very positive signs here.
You're right. Hey, Bruce, let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and wrap it up in a bit of a chat about the Hyatt Regency in Coolum. It's 8 minutes away from midday. Righto, you're Doug Golightly. This is the Saturday Dugout, and thanks to our good friends at the Hyatt Regency in Coolum, we've got Bruce Shung with us. So what's happening over in Bahrain, Bruce?
Yeah, a new tournament there, Doug, at the Royal Golf Club in Bahrain, the Volvo Golf Champions event. It's been led after 36 holes by four players, a four-way tie for the lead there. Eduardo Molinari, this rapid improver in world golf, the Italian, he, Rafael Jacqueline, the Frenchman, Miguel Angel Jimenez from Spain, and Peter Hansen, the Swede. So three of those players, Ryder Cuppers from last year, they're all at 11 under par. They have the lead, but it is a very congested leaderboard. Mark Brown, the best of the three New Zealanders, he's at 4 under in 44th position. Danny Lee just making the cut at 2 under. And Michael Campbell, disappointing start to the tournament, a 75, 68 overnight, got him back within one of the cut line. He's going to miss by one, an agonising one-shot miss. I think that was the same situation last week in Abu Dhabi. But I would suggest, Dougie, that he'll probably take a little bit of confidence out of that second round of 68 and he'll move to Qatar next week for the Qatar Masters, hopefully able to make the cut, play four rounds and continue the improvement that he's shown of late. A little bit of other news from around the world, here in Australia, the New South Wales Amateur Championship was played at the Liverpool and Cumberland Golf Clubs in Sydney's West over the last few days. Ryan Fox,